Hey everyone, it's Brianna Regine. I know, where have we been? I think on our last episode we said that we're gonna be back next Monday or the following week, and we disappeared right off the map. But do not worry, we are back. As I have encouraged you in the past episodes, on our blog posts, in our content overall that you may have seen on social media, getting your operations and your business systems intact so that way you can begin to automate your process and just make sure that everything inside of your business is running cohesively and efficiently and effectively. I've been giving the advice to you guys, and it was my turn to take the advice. So hence the delay in the podcast. We are still working out some kinks, and by we, I mean myself. I have a part-time assistant, and I still have our lovely interns. Our internship program is back and in full effect. But yeah, I thank you guys so much for our patience, or for your patience, I should say. It's been a long time, I know, but we are back, and the goal is to have consistent rollout of podcast episodes. There's tons of content that you can also find on our blog posts, on our YouTube channel, Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So there's content coming your way to help you build the business and the brand that you want, and to ultimately bring your vision to life. This episode is from a Instagram live session that I did some time ago, but the content and information is still valuable. It's all about what is a brand and the ways that you can make your business into a brand that is valuable and that has integrity and something that you can be proud of. These are preliminary steps that you can take. So I hope you enjoy this episode. So again, hello everyone. My name is Brianna Regine. Thank you so much for joining me this evening to talk about branding. This is my first weekly Instagram live series that I hope to continue. And I want it to be a platform where it's a mutual learning space. So a little bit about what I do. I'm a publicist and brand strategist for entertainment, lifestyle, and beauty brands. I'm based in Connecticut. And I have a full service agency called Brianna Regine Visionary Consulting. And we essentially supply what I like to call the building blocks to helping a business expand and become a brand and increase their visibility. And we do that by supplying branding, marketing, and public relations. And the reason why we do all three is because essentially when you are a business owner and when you hope to create a brand, you want to reach a goal where you need PR, where you need that extra assistance to get in front of media and, you know, get partnerships with different sponsors and vendors, and different opportunities like that. And it's different, you know, obviously you can do other marketing spectrums, you can do paid advertising and things like that, but the way that I modeled the agency, PR, that need of support for PR is the peak of what we build our clients towards. And branding, which we're gonna talk about today, is the main thing that we like to focus on, because we work with entrepreneurs and creatives, and we find that a lot of the time, people's passion is just keeps them going, but they don't necessarily take the steps to sit down and figure out, okay, why am I doing this? What's my game plan? What's my strategy? So that's why whenever we get a client, we always start them off with a brand audit and asking them about their brand and what it means to them. So today we're going to be talking about what is a brand, and three tips to help you transition your business into a brand that will have longevity, which is the goal for myself, which is the goal for you, which is the goal for everyone. So I will kick off the conversation by asking you guys, what do you think classifies as a brand?
Let me see if I can get my anchor together here. You want to know what's really real? My anchor is a stack of Uno cards in like a little jar. It's a hot mess.
For me, a brand is the identity of a business. So, for example, McDonald's, right? Someone said a total cohesive concept. Yes, that's true. Can you elaborate a little bit more? Or by the time you see me talk, I already have said the answer. But yes, a total cohesive concept. That is a good start. You're exactly right. Taking it a little bit further, though, a brand is an identity. It's the personality of a business. So back to my example, McDonald's, right? People go to McDonald's. Why? Because they have affordable food. Their stuff, even though it's not the most healthiest thing, it gets the job done. But what helps them, I would say, in my opinion, is their mascot, Ronald McDonald, right? They physically have a personality that they've used in the past in terms of cartoons and their Happy Meals and all of their commercials and advertising to populate consumers to come to their facilities, which is pretty cool. Another one, someone said how business is represented to the world. Yep, that's true. Yes, representation is super important, which brings me to my next point with Fenty Beauty. Fenty Beauty, I am obsessed with their marketing and their branding. It's just really spot on, and spot on in the sense that it's on trend with what is... for the culture right now, just their voice is super important. And let me break that down into two parts. So Fenty Beauty, the personality behind them is Rihanna, right? Everyone knows who Rihanna is. Everyone knows that she has the savage mentality. Everyone knows that she speaks her mind and she lives how she wants to. And that definitely translates over to the branding that is displayed within their business. If you look on their website or even their social media, all of their copy, aka their captions or the language that's on their website, it has a particular voice that when you see it, you think of, oh yeah, that's Rihanna, right? So if you don't have someone that is a mascot or a well-known personality, then that's your job to really figure out what your voice is, right? What's the voice that's gonna match the identity? And that is your brand, conveying that personality. Taking it a step further, branding, which is what the phase that my clients and I go through, is figuring out what is your mission, your values, your desired perception that you want your audience to have about your product or service. And it really just all boils down to your why. Why are you providing this product? Why are you providing these services? And when I say product, know that I'm talking about, if you're an artist, it's your music, right? If you're a painter, it's your paint. If you are a blogger, it's your content. Why are you doing this, right? And so one thing that I like to tell my clients when we go through their audit is to figure out what's their passion, what's driving them to continue doing this business. We're getting somebody to say hello. Hi, Dwayne and Mike as well. Yeah, what's your why? Why are you doing what you're doing? What's your passion? What's fueling the fire, right? Because one thing that I've heard, I think Gary Vee said this on one of his podcasts. He was like, passion doesn't make you any money. And I'm paraphrasing. So I'm sure it was said a lot more like with his aggression, but spot on. And the way he said it, I probably was like, yeah, that's so true. So I'm paraphrasing it horribly. But he basically said, passion alone doesn't make you any money. That's a fact, right? You need some sort of strategy behind that passion. But I think having a business without passion makes it harder for you to have a brand, because you don't have any real like connection tied to you as to why you're trying to make this business pop off, right? You might as well just go work for someone else if you're not passionate about what it is that you're doing.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of The Brand Unveiled. We are back for 2020. We are going to be giving you episodes consistently, so make sure that you subscribe, rate our episodes. You can look forward to interviews with entrepreneurs that come from your industry, new business owners. We are not only highlighting individuals who have quote unquote already made it, but people who are still in the trenches grinding just like you, and also people who have been doing, have been excelling in their brand for some time now, but they still are able to offer insight for us in terms of where it is that we're headed and what we may be experiencing right now. So stay tuned for that. I also have one-off episodes where I'll just be giving you tips and advice that you can take and consider as you are embarking on this journey of being a business owner. Again, whether you're new, whether you're existing, whether you're an aspiring business owner, it's much easier to build a business when you feel like there's someone in your corner, in that you are giving, you are getting insight that sometimes Google just can't provide. So we're putting the information right in the palm of your hand. All right, so we will be back next week with a new episode. Stay tuned. Again, make sure you guys subscribe. Tell your friend to tell your friend to tell your friend. And we look forward to reconnecting with you. Have a great week.